Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. What's good? We're back again. I'm putting them on Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. I'm your host, Crazy Mo Blood Dino, with my co-host, Miss Kimmy Simone. Tonight's calling number is 347-633-9265. For everybody online, www.blogtalkradio.com/putemonblastradio. For all inquiries, hit us up, putemonblastradio@gmail.com. 1-3 tracks and a photo so we can add you to the calendar, and it's all good and it's all love. And tonight, you know, it's supposed to be called, we have a music industry discussion, and I'm just on here giving love to everybody out there, all the fans, all the supporters, everybody who's been tuning in. Everybody out there got much love from Raw Dog Music and Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. Much love to all the sponsors, everybody out there. Madman UNG Records, everybody holding it down, got much love. And like I said, tonight we have music industry discussion with our special co-host, guest, Madman UNG Records. And right now we're going to keep it moving and get right on into it. And right now, say what's good, you live on Put 'Em On Blast Radio.
What up, Put 'Em On Blast, the big homie Madman in the building.
What's good, man? You know you got love from Raw Dog Music and Put 'Em On Blast Radio all day, every day. How's it feeling? How you feeling tonight?
Yo, I'm feeling great. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of things to talk about, man. You know what I'm saying? Let's get into it.
That's what's up. It's all good and it's all love. And right now, you know, I was telling everybody on Thursdays, we have the Thursday night music industry discussion, networking, where we can connect artists with other artists. And, you know, everybody can collab and do their thing, and it's all good. And tonight, you know, as a special guest, what was on your brain for tonight?
Yo, man, you know, music that gets played in the music industry, a lot of the unsigned artists, their mind isn't focused on how far their music can go. So tonight, I want to talk about how far your music can go. You know, you might have made your song in the garage, and next thing you know, you're on board. You know, that's a big accomplishment. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of artists don't know that, like, they say, oh, I ain't getting played on the radio, or my video ain't getting played, so I ain't going to get paid. All right? There's other avenues out there, too. You can get your music played in movies, you know what I'm saying, in plays, in clubs. So, you know, that's why I want to see if anybody out there that's listening want to call in and talk to us about that. You know what I mean? Madman, Crazy Mo, Kimmy Simone, put them on blast. We here to put them on blast, man. Let's do this, man.
That's what's up. And right now, we're going to take a call and see what's good, see who out there on the chat line. Say what's good. You live on Put 'Em On Blast Radio.
Yo,
hello, caller, you live. But I want to say, man, we're going to go to the next caller and keep it moving. So we're going to call you live on Put 'Em On Blast Radio.
I'm right here, OG.
What's up, with it, who this?
Yo, this is the Illy Man. I'm actually the nigga that's going to be on the radio. I'm sitting here, you know what I mean? I'm supporting Put 'Em On Blast and myself. How y'all doing?
That's what's up, brother. What's up, Illy Man, a.k.a. Master.
AKA Drunken Master.
You got much love and Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. How you
okay,
say?
Okay.
While we got you on the line, man, do you have any questions for Illy Man?
Yeah, Illy Man, you know, right about now we got music that's going on. We're trying to get music in the industry, right? That's getting played more in the movie, you know what I'm saying? Is your music heading in that direction, man? Do you see yourself, you know, getting in the movies?
Okay. You know what I mean? You trying to interact with the Drunken Master?
So, you're interacting with the Drunken Master like a con. All right, you Drunken Master, your music seems like it was going to a comedy movie. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, you know, man, I like to paint that picture. I'm not Steven Spielberg, I'm Steven Spielberg. You know what I mean? I do my thing. You know what I mean? I try my best to be an asshole. And you know what I mean? I piss a lot of people off and I make a lot of people laugh. This is what I do with my music because I'm being myself. A lot of these niggas want to be Lil Wayne and Drake and all them. And, well, oh, I want y'all to be Illy. Okay? You dig it?
That's what's up. And that's right out the mouth of Illy Man, a.k.a. Drunken Master. And he's an artist. We had him on the show in the past. We interviewed him, and we got some music by him also. And hopefully we have a new interview with him later on in the near future. But
oh,
it's all
no
good,
problem.
Though.
I will come as soon as you call me, man. Whenever you call me, man, I'm always open, man, to motherfuckers that show me, I mean, excuse me, my language, to people that show me love, you feel me, nigga, I mean, folks, if you need me, I will shoot the interview. I do everything, man, as long as you got me.
See, it's all good, and it's all love for Raw Dog Music and put them on blast radio. See, and that's why we have music industry discussions, because we give you the ins and outs of the music industry and the different aspects of it from our point of view, from what we've seen and the people who we know and the experiences that we had on our journeys. And we're trying to pass that along to all the newcomers and all the youngsters, but it's just hard for people to take heed because, see, some people in the world don't like criticism. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people
yeah.
in the world do not like criticism. And it's not in no
well,
bad way,
you
know. It's in a good way. See what I'm saying? But
I
you only...
hear you, OG, but now I'm going to shoot this out as my experience. People going to have something to say about you, whether you're doing good or bad. So
yeah,
what
I understand
you do
that.
As a person is to take it as criticism and run that concurrent, like a jail sentence.
Yeah,
don't take
talk
it and let it set you down. You get
yeah,
up,
and when
like,
people talk
fall
about
and
you,
get up.
Like they
it
say,
makes
when
you,
people
it
talk
you
about
power.
You, you're doing something good. You're doing something
Thank
good
you.
When people talk about you.
Obviously,
and always got your
I'm on your mind. I must be doing something.
Yeah, that's the way it is, and that's why we have
and,
put them on blast.
And put them
radio.
On blast is always on my mind, so y'all must be doing something.
See what I'm saying? It's all good because we have haters, too, and it's all good. See, to me, everything is like spilled milk. But, it goes deeper than what it is. Because, see, I'm going to tell you like this. All this radio thing is for free promotion for music. As long as you promote your CD or a job or something like that,
calling?
It's all good. It's all free promotion
I'm
for the radio.
Like
anything other than if you want graphics or studio time, that's some other stuff. That's other business. That's outside business besides the radio station. But we have the radio station for people to speak their mind, and that's why we call it Put 'Em On Blast Radio, so that way you can put whatever you want on
and,
blast.
And I love Put 'Em On Blast Radio for that love. I appreciate
yeah, see,
the love.
And that's why we have this. And on Thursdays, like I said, it's music industry discussion with Madman UNG Records, and we're just trying to give insights on the music industry to try to make your career a little bit easier so you don't, you know, because everybody's not going to show you everything. Some people won't show you
no,
anything
you
know at all.
You know me, Mr. Miyagi didn't show Danielson everything. I know. That's what I'm saying. And then I'm going to put it out on blast. Hey, to Miss Kimmy Simone, she said she wanted to sing on one of my songs. I got one wrote for you. I wrote one since you called me. So we you know what I mean? I love y'all with a passion. You feel me? And you know what I mean? And I love the local love y'all give to the people that's trying to get there. And y'all do y'all thing, man. On everything, you know what I mean. What's one of my songs you gonna play? How you gonna play that? Make You Love Me.
What's one
you gonna play tonight, OG?
No, I'm not playing none of that tonight. You know, because tonight is our music industry discussion. See what I'm saying? And you know, I'm just gonna play a little Kilo Capanel, representing for Kilo Capanel with Mafioso Squad Boys, you know, shout out to him and his camp. You know, they've been holding it down here in Sacramento doing their thing, and it's all love to them. So, you know, like I said, on the music industry, I really don't play too much music because I like to have a discussion and get it out because there's people out there that be listening and they want to soak up knowledge. Some people don't want to hear music all the time, but before I end the show, I'm going to end it with Kilo Capanel for all the people out there that's tuning in. You know, I'm going to end it with Kilo Capanel Resurrection with his song called That. But right now, you know, I just want to get into this music talk because it's really serious. It's really deeper than what people think in this music.
Yeah, it's way past deeper. I talked to Miss Kimmy earlier.
I know, and that's why, that's why I try to push so hard the point of when you're in this music industry, you can easily fuck your own relationship off with anybody in the industry just by dealing with one individual. One individual.
Yeah, I know. I'm going through that right now.
No. Listen, you mess up with one person, you can mess up with everybody because everybody in this industry is linked in and chained up somehow. And you cannot cross over that boundary line. And if you cross over that boundary line, you're cutting yourself short. So if I'm just say so if I mess with say Jay-Z or somebody, or I mess with Yuck Mouth, so everybody know Yuck Mouth. If I mess with Yuck Mouth, you know, put them on blast radio dealing with Yuck
That's
Mouth.
That's my next show on the 30th.
No, listen. We deal with OIG Red Run. We deal with Badass, the Dog Pound. See what I'm saying? Certain people. So if you know somebody in between them, you know, that's on the chain, and you get into it with them, I ain't got nothing to do with it. Put them on blast radio ain't got nothing to do with what y'all got going on. What y'all got going on is your own personal business. See what I'm saying? But as far as this music, we don't cross boundaries with people. See what I'm saying? We don't cross boundaries with video people who shoot music videos because we know a lot of people. See what I'm saying? And all we trying to do is give people hookups because that's what it's all about, is connecting with the right individuals. That's why I said this industry is based on relationships. It's not what you know, it's who you know.
I'm telling you, you gotta take criticism.
No, I'm not directing it towards you. I'm just saying all the artists that's out there in the industry, that's underground, mainstream, anybody trying to come up, all the youngsters, everybody, you have to be able to take criticism. Those are the people I'm talking to. Those are the one I'm expressing it to, because if you don't take criticism, you know, how are you going to sell anything? See what I'm saying? The first time somebody say, oh, I don't like that song, now you mad, you ready to hit the roof, or whatever it is, now you feel down and out, now you feel like it's all over with. No, you know, you got to be able to take credit for
that. I've been through it.
They feel like, you know, they might got a little hit song. A lot of people might be biting on it a little bit. You know, people might talk about it because it's cool. You know, I ain't got no problem with that. But if most of the people run around acting like they got a $1 million song, like they worth millions. Now, if you was worth so many millions, why are you not signed to these $1 million record companies? See what I'm saying? Why are you doing what you're doing?
You know why? You know why? Because niggas ain't selling their souls.
No. What?
Niggas ain't selling their souls. That's why the niggas that got $1 million songs ain't got no record deal. Because they
I'm saying a person who's not known in the industry, and you trying to hook them up with something, or you doing whatever, and they act like they just nonchalant, you know, just real flamboyant and like, oh, well, you know, I'm worth whatever. Well, if you worth so much, why these companies around the world don't see that in you? Why they don't think you worth millions and stuff? Do you see what I'm saying? People need to come up off that ego, that big old, like, I'm just worth so much. You're not worth that much, because if you was worth that much, you'd be somewhere right now. You wouldn't be sitting up talking mess. You wouldn't be sitting up
don't forget what you said at the beginning of the conversation. It ain't what you know, it's who you know.
It's who you know. Exactly.
You can have a $1 million song and be a $1 million nigga. But if you don't know nobody, you're not gonna see that.
Exactly.
I'm just cutting that short on that part. I hear you all the way, and I appreciate the love on that too. But I can have two or three million dollar songs, but if I don't know y'all, who gonna play it?
Exactly.
You feel me?
That's what I'm saying, because like I tell people, I'm all over the internet. I'm like an internet guru, like a internet geek. You know what I'm saying? I'm on hella websites, all kind of different websites you might not even imagine. So that's why I tell people, whenever you're dealing with us and you're talking all this high power stuff on what you're doing, why I don't see it? See what I'm saying? I'm on all the main major websites that you're supposed to be having your stuff on. I don't see you on there. So if I don't see you on there, and probably a million other people don't see you on there, you ain't doing that much. Now all of a sudden,
Because at the same time, this is the first time I'm not on the run, so now I can put myself on video or get on website.
I'm going to talk about that, too. Rappers out there that's on the run, see what I'm saying? Once you go turn yourself in and do your time, especially if
I'm talking to y'all now. I just cleared up. No parole, no probation.
No, I'm saying all the rappers out there that know they hot and they got talent, and they, you know, they really got it like that, and they've been really putting it down. If you got a little warrant or something, man, go turn yourself in and do that little time so you can come back out and finish showing your talent. Why keep yourself on the run for a long time so you can get yourself in worse trouble? So that way you really locked up.
Hey, OG, I just did 32 months, nigga, to clear my name up. So
yeah,
we gonna send this message to them niggas that's scared to do time. You know what I mean? They scared to do time. No, no, I'm speaking out to other people.
I'm not talking about
on
the run for murder.
All right, with that being said right there then, big homie, you know what I'm saying? It's the music industry discussion, you know what I'm saying? Let's pay some dues then. Let's give a big fat shout out. Rest in peace to the homeboy Chris Kelly. You know what I'm saying? Chris Kelly passed away yesterday. The youngster from Chris Cross, you understand? We got more important things to think about, you know what I'm saying? Chris
Cross. Yeah, you right.
Show some love out there to that part of the game, you know what I mean? People out here getting blessed, making it rain. Big Bugatti cars, all this, all that. But your life
I'm sending my condolences.
You know? Yeah. Let's talk
about that. I'm sending my condolences.
Yo, rest in peace to the homie, man. Much love. I say everybody out there, love your life. Respect it, man. Every second of the day, man. Don't forget about that.
I done died twice, man. I done flatlined twice. So God got a purpose for me.
So,
I didn't die twice, man. I'm still here. So I got something I need to do, and hopefully it's through y'all.
Man, we all got something to do. There's a lot of kids in this world that are lost, and they're being misled. And we, as adults, as people who's been putting it in, we need to show these youngsters a different way. We need to show them the way that they're being treated, the way that they're being raised and taught is not the right way. Some of the things that they're being taught, maybe, but most of the stuff is not the right way. That's why there's so much killing with these youngsters. That's why they're out here killing each other. Too many shootings.
Ain't got no morals or boundaries.
That's what I'm saying. They have
no morals or boundaries.
See what I'm saying? That's why we need to come together and help these youngsters. We need to help them and put them on and let them show their talent. Because I know most of the youngsters, I know they can rap, they can dance, they can sing, they can do all kind of stuff. But all that negativity that's following them is making it hard to show the positive that's inside of them. So we, as people, need to help them bring that positive out of them and cover up that negative so that way they can keep that negative, you know, locked up. And we, all we will see to the public is the positive. That's what we want, and that's what we want to see. See what I'm saying?
Does,
and it's all good and it's all love.
Does Put Them On Blast got any, charity functions or anything that I could participate in?
So you will get into all that in a little while. See what I'm saying? We got a lot of stuff coming up. See what I'm saying? We got a lot of stuff coming up. But like I said, we'll keep you up to date on everything. We're going to keep everybody up to date on everything. But right now, I want to say what's good. Is Miss Kimmy Simone out there?
Yeah, I'm right here. I'm on my way home right now. You know what I mean? I'm just out here doing what I need to do. Always take care of business. But I hope everything's going good on the air. I just tuned in because I just had my hands full. You know, but it's all good. I just love everybody out there, and I hope y'all stay supportive of everybody, each other, most of all. Don't start up beef with each other. Just put God first. Everything will be all right, man.
That's what's it's good. Right? That's what's up. It's all good, and it's all love, and that's the co-host, Miss Kimmy Simone. She got much love, too, from Raw Dog Music and Put Them On Blast Radio, number one West Coast Hood radio station. And right now, you know, we're just going to keep it moving. But I want to try to check and see who else is on the chat line and see what's good. Hello,
what's
good? You live on Put Them On Blast Radio.
Man, I got like 200 people going to call.
Wait a minute. Hold on, Drunken Master, Illy Man. Hey, say what's good. You live on Put Them On Blast Radio.
Oh, hey, I love my Put Them On Blast because they put me on blast like a mug.
Not you, Illy Man. There's somebody else online.
Okay, I wasn't sure if I was on. This is the boy Bandit, man, on behalf of the boy. Man, was good.
What's good, Bandit? We got much love. Put Them On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast Hood radio station. And I thank you for tuning in and joining in with the conversation. It's all good and it's all love. And what you got? I know you've been listening to the conversation. What input do you have on anything that's been talked about tonight?
Oh, a lot. You talking to me or the other dude? Just
no, I'm talking
sure,
to
like,
you. I'm Bandit.
Okay. Okay, yeah, yeah. Far as, like, the industry goes with the music, like, I don't know, man. Like, I ain't gonna lie. I haven't really been doing my thing, but I've been recording, like, much music, been writing, man, music. And my purpose was, you know what I mean, was to progress, you know what I mean? Because now I'm at a point where now I'm about to put my music out there, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
well,
go ahead.
Well, right, you sound like you stumped right now, but I got you right now. Since we got you online, let everybody know who you is and what you got going on for yourself.
Yeah. Like I said, it's the boy Bandit. You know, I mean, I'm out here in Rome, Georgia, right now. You know what I mean? I'm working on a new CD, Peace of Mind. I haven't put nothing out yet. Actually, I do got a new track on Facebook and everything. If you want to check that out, you can catch me at Lorenzo Wimbrone. That's on Facebook. Ace Bandit, but the name, like I said, is just Bandit, not Ace Bandit. I took it off, you know what I mean? But like I said, I got a new song on there called Hello. I'm about to put new tracks on there. Actually, my boy, Renjamin, he got some new tracks on there. You know what I mean? We work as a team as well. You know what I mean? But right now, I'm on here just showing love, man.
That's what's
hey,
up.
Look, man, I got some other stuff going too, man.
Is it all right if I say something?
Wait a minute. One person at a time. What you say?
Hey, check yeah, yeah. Out, hey, man. Hey, Bandit. Hey, Bandit. 916-286-9635. Drunken Master, man. You know what I mean? We can touch elbows, man, and I travel and everything, man. I'll come see you or you can come see me.
Oh, better though. Oh, yeah, let me go ahead and say that again.
916.
Got that.
286-9635.
Nine,
you know
what I mean? Yo, for those that don't know, my boy Bandit, man, he's from New York, man. He got his own little clothing line. Not little, major. He got his own clothing jewelry,
okay.
You know what I'm saying? Explain to people about that, Bandit, man. You know what I'm saying? That's another avenue, man. The artists get into after they do music, you know what I'm saying? Explain to people about that, man.
Yeah.
Hey, Bandit, well, we got you on the line. Why don't you give out your information about your clothing line?
Okay. Better up. Yeah, man. I got a few pieces on Facebook. You know what I mean? Like I said, Lorenzo Wimbrone. I got a few pieces out there. Doing well, you could get you any kind of chain piece. All you got to do is just put an order in. Doing like bracelets. Also, I customize clothes, jeans, shirts, sneakers. You know what I mean? I'm trying to grab every, you know what I mean, every aspect of the art, whatever, as far as fashion is going. You know what I mean? Cheap prices.
Yeah,
I ain't chewing nobody out. You know what I mean? I'm providing the chain, or if you don't want the chain, of course, I cut a little deal, whatever. If you're getting bundles, of course, I cut a deal. If you're getting bundles, all you got to do is just show me love. I show love back and everything.
That's what's up. Much love. Everybody go out there, support Bandit and his movement and everything. And right now, Bandit, I want to ask you, is there anything or anybody that you might want to put on blast at this time? No matter if it's positive or negative, you don't have to mention their names if you don't want. It could be about anything.
I don't have nothing negative to say. All I just want to say is just look out for the new CD, Peace of Mind, plus the new team supposed to be coming soon. New Brief, the boy Renjamin, got a whole squad and everything. But like I said, my main thing is just be on the lookout for my new CD. You know what I mean? I feel like there's going to be some dope, you know what I mean, classic in my mind. Because, you know what I mean, I got mad CDs out there, but I haven't really pushed them or nothing. But this new CD, I really feel like this is it. That's why, like, I've been waiting for this and everything. You know what I mean?
That's what's up. And Billy, man, is there anything or anybody you want to put on blast at this time?
At this time, man, I'm going to put them on blast, radio on blast, man. I love y'all. My guy Bandit, I appreciate you giving me a call. We can connect and touch elbows.
Yeah, sure. I just want to ask you, you said
286 and 9635. Yeah.
Okay, 9-6-3-5. 916
every code.
Yeah, 916, I got that.
286-9635.
Yes.
Yeah, 9635. Yeah, I got that.
Yeah, 3-5.
Okay, off top. And I'm going to shoot the love to the ones that love me. And I love my mama. and everybody else should love their mama. That's it.
Of course.
That's what's up. It's all good and it's all love. And, man, is there anything or anybody you want to put on blast right now at this time?
Well, you know what I'm saying? Since it's the closing of the show, man, the show kind of went to the left, but I want to give a shout out
right,
to all our true listeners out there that stayed down with us and listened to us. Next week, we're going to be trying to get Jacquez Ingram on the show. She's a major film director from Chicago, man. She got major movies out there. So when Miss J.J. Ingram get on the set, y'all, I need y'all to tune in and support, call her, and talk to her next week, all right? At the same time, I want to advertise this 2013 Sweet Auburn Fest, Atlanta, Georgia, May 4th and 5th. I'm going to be rocking, opening up for Raheem Duvall, Life Jennings, a gang of cats like that. For those that don't know in America, Auburn is a major avenue in America where slaves were sold. Atlanta, Georgia was the number one city in America to sell slaves. You could drive from Birmingham, Tennessee, wherever, go downtown Atlanta and buy you a slave on Auburn Street. All right, nowadays, Auburn Street is a NIA street, a black street where once a year they block it off and they get off. And blacks come out there and represent. I'm in it, I'm ripping it up, and I'm rocking it. Like I said, rest in peace to the homie Chris Kelly. You know what I'm saying? I'll say what my boy Bandit from New York called in. Y'all support his clothing line. Me and Crazy Mo, we ripping it up every Thursday. We appreciate y'all for coming in, tuning in. And I've been seeing on the line where people going on the show listening to it later and pushing like on Facebook and Twitter. I like that. And y'all sharing it. We appreciate that. It's the music industry discussion. Yeah. Put them on blast. Madman is in the building, 2013. Check us out. Be prepared for the West Coast Hip Hop Awards. Madman, Crazy Mo, Kimmy Simone, Illy, Bandit.
It's all good. It's all love. And right now, before we get ready to end the show, I want to ask Miss Kimmy Simone, you still there?
Yes, I'm right here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, is there any last words you want to say?
Yes, one thing I would like to say to everybody out there, we are all talented. Never let Iblis, the devil, rob you of what you know. Never let him do that. Because God gave us something, and as long as God gave it to us, it can't be taken away. You have to know that for yourself. Now, I heard Madman say it went to the left some kind of way. I didn't tune in to all of it in the beginning. But next time, let it not go to the left. Because we're not negative, we're positive. You understand that? And we love all of y'all. Be safe and be blessed.
That's right. That's
out the mouth of Kimmy Simone, the co-host of Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station, and we love Miss Kimmy Simone. And right now, you know, I just want to thank everybody for tuning in. I salute everybody, Bandit, Illy Man, Madman, UNG Records, Kimmy Simone, and everybody else out there online, you know, tuning in. You know, everybody got much love. And I just want to tell everybody, you know, we all just need to come together. We all need to unite, and we all need to support our local artists. We all need to love each other like you love yourself. See what I'm saying? All that beef and stuff, all that need to decease. There's beef for no reason. See what I'm saying? Don't beef over no female. If it's not your wife, your baby mama, your kid, don't go out there beefing with the next artist online. Don't call people's cell phones, talking mess. Don't leave messages on nobody's phone, being disrespectful to nobody's mothers, to nobody's wives, girlfriends, kids, none of that. Don't disrespect nobody like that. And if you're a real man, you would not go out disrespecting the next man's woman or mom or kids or anything like that. See what I'm saying? Because you might got beef with that other individual. So don't bring somebody else in on any kind of beef or anything when it's just you and that one individual. That's how things get crossed up and everything get blown out of proportion. And that's why a person like me, I just deal with myself and only deal with a certain amount of people because all the extra mischief, I ain't with it. Put 'Em On Blast Radio is a positive radio station. Even though we play, you know, music that got cuss words and we allow people to say what they want to say, but that don't mean anything. We just allowing everybody as artists and individuals to be comfortable as far as who they are and they're able to speak their mind freely. We're not holding them back for anything. A lot of radio stations are, but we're not trying to do that. We want you to get whatever's on your chest off to the world. If you got something to say to the world that you want the world to know, and you feel like ain't nobody listening, call Put 'Em On Blast Radio or email us, putemonblastradio@gmail.com, and we'll hook it all up, and it's all good, and it's all love, and get on Facebook.com, Crazy Mo Blavino, Crazy with a K, Mo with no E, Blavino, or Miss Kimmy Simone on Facebook. Add us as a friend. Get on Facebook, Put 'Em On Blast Radio, hit the like button. Don't just go on there and type in something. Hit that like button so that way the numbers keep going up, and it's all good, and it's all love. But that's what I wanted to say. Everybody out there need to stop the beef, stop disrespecting people, and only claim what is yours. If you out there doing music, this is one big thing, because I know a lot of people out there right now that are being sued for stealing somebody else's music. So if you're doing music, make sure it's your stuff. Make sure you're not trying to use somebody else's record company name and trying to slide by and say it's yours when it's not, you know, all that. You know, that's how stuff get crossed up. But just do you and be safe out there. That's all I'm saying. We all, as artists, we can make a lot of money in California. The West Coast can make a lot of money, just like the East Coast, the South, everywhere, New York, everywhere. Everybody can make a lot of money out there. We just come together, drop the rags, drop the egos, drop all that extra nonsense, and get in the studio and put it down. I don't care if it's MP3 or whatever, or you live in the studio with that other artist. Just get it in, make that money, and make it happen. Shoot these videos, throw these shows, and there's money for everybody. That's all I want to say is get that money and take care of your families and your kids, because all this that's going on right now, it only lasts for so long, so you might as well get it while you can, but don't be greedy while you get it. I'm saying don't be greedy while you getting it, because greediness don't get you nowhere. Trust me, greed gets you nowhere. So please,
come
whatever
around,
you do,
around,
for real, that's why I'm just asking. Whatever people do, just get it in, network. I want to see more people network together. I'm tired of seeing, you know, certain artists just rapping together, and then a couple people might be, then they rapping. But what about all these other millions and thousands or whatever of artists that's out here that are very talented, and, you know, they want to hook up. They want to, you know, get to the next level. So why don't everybody collab? I'm talking about mainstream artists and underground need to collab together. They need to drop their prices, you know, all that 25 racks or whatever for a mainstream artist. Or if you underground, everybody want like $300, $1,000, 2 racks. No, squash all that. You're not going to get nowhere charging everybody an arm and a leg, especially people who don't have money like that. See what I'm saying? If you ain't got money like that, but you know this person got talent, you telling him he got talent, so help him out. See what I'm saying? You ain't nobody saying give him everything for free. We just saying, you know, work something out with him so that way you guys can collab together and get this real good music out, because I would love to see some underground artists collab with some of these mainstream artists right now as we speak. There's a lot of them out there. See what I'm saying? And I just want to see it all happen. So that's what I want to put on blast, but I just want to tell everybody, like I said, be safe, stop the violence. We all need to come together as one. We all need to unite, and we all need to support our artists and support your local homeless. Always support your local artists and always support your local homeless. That's what the motto is, support the local homeless. Right here on Put 'Em On Blast Radio, but Madman, Bandit, Illy Man, Miss Kimmy Simone, everybody out there, No Face, Shadow Man, everybody, OYG, Red Rum, everybody, the Dog Pound, everybody, Badass, we all see you out there. See what I'm saying? We salute all you guys. See what I'm saying? All day, every day. All you guys got much love from Raw Dog Music. I'm putting them on Blast Radio, your number one West Coast Hills radio station. But like always, we finna get ready to end the show. But we're going to end it with Kilo K. Fennell called Resurrection. And you guys heard it first right here on Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast Hills radio station. And we out.
California shit don't stop. They can't hold us down for too long.
Hey, keep up.
It's your nigga
kilo cap, I represent this thoroughly. I'm with the syndicate, boy. Underboss, wanna test my C's. Got two big YGs that get hype, make to where you can't leave. Put hollows in your cadaver with a pain in your chest and can't breathe. This pot dog, been a bunch of whoop tickets with no pride. Now niggas talk shit and hot. Catch that same nigga the other day, round the way. He ain't wanna collide. Now that's some shit when you see a star and he tuck in high. Now back to the other side, I'm like some other niggas. I ain't pooped the ride to witness kids murdered, baby, burnt the flame, living in the strain. It's a cold game out here. I was drunk and wrote a letter. It read, fuck you, Mr. President. And it's time you invested in armor sweater. Let's get back to the weather. Only shitty predicaments. Niggas got potential, but really don't represent this West Coast, nigga. I eat, sleep, and hustle that shit. California soldier, hope you niggas feel what I meant. But it's resurrection. Nigga, we back from the dead. Nigga, this West Coast ain't no more stepping on our bread. We fed up, had a pimpy sweet lane. Mainstream, imitating our flow. How can I stay out fighting our slang? This resurrection. Nigga, we back. Breaking all the rules, Kilo and Lamise and the Lady Marvelous and the act of fool.
How we gon' live, how we gon' eat, when the Cali niggas back flooding the street.
Back, so nigga retreat. South African finest black crack wrapped around the shimmer column. My Piosa slime the hammer. She burped a single bitch. You don't want no problems. Neighborhood star rider, scrape on D's. Brand new Jordans, black crack, black jeans. By any means necessary, gon' sue your niggas for nothing. I'm mobbed out by my paper like a sixth grade spread. Posted up on the target in front of your bra. Gangsters, hustle is hustle, money and muscle. I call shots and go head up with your favorite rapper like fuck the deal. I'm signed to the block, I'm west to the death like Machiavelli. Bomb first, my ambition as a rider. Through gay loaded, best believe don't leave without I die. Shit, top flight, baddest LLB. I'm doing it well. On the phone, talking codes, navigating the sale. Doing drop offs in the bay with a bundle of yells. The resurrection on my grandfather Lloyd. You best respect it. Yeah, niggas make the paint, but bullshit gets rejected.
Resurrection, nigga, we back from the dead. Nigga, this West Coast ain't no more stepping on our bread. We fed up, had a pimpy sweet lane. Mainstream, imitating our flow. How can I stay out fighting our slang? This resurrection, nigga, we back. Breaking all the rules, Kilo and Lamise and the Lady Marvelous and the act of fool.
How we gon' live, how we gon' eat, when the Cali niggas back flooding the street.
The West is back, so nigga retreat.
Black town's finest, back again, watch the stack again. Bigger still, what with my niggas, what you figure still deliver. Like the mailman, living in hell, where we still stand. Demanding more, cause they scan the solar tantrums. They spit these ghetto anthems. Rise like the sun, every 24, with more games than the 24 that came before. Holla if you know, we get it heavy. Steady game, ready game, steady game, doing nice. Taking chances like the dice, but consequences ain't nothing nice. W's where I'm from, come they run, and it's done. Got a mic with everyone, not just for fun, it's for the funds. Purple smoke, they in my lungs, sip through like what's real. Holla back, let's get the squeal, cause the sash is racing real. Basically, ripping faithfully, so they hating me. Supreme, so it seems when I gleam, they quick to plot and scheme. Live my life, no American dream, no comparison. Inherited, long game, drastic type, and ain't nothing nice.
Resurrection, nigga, we back. From the dead, nigga, this West Coast ain't no more stepping on our bread. We fed up, had a pimpy sweet lane. Mainstream, imitating our flow. How can I stay out fighting our slang? This resurrection, nigga, we back. Breaking all the rules, Kilo and Lamise and the Lady Marvelous and the act of fool.
How we gon' live, how we gon' eat, when the Cali niggas back flooding the street.
The West is back, so nigga retreat.